if you are going to buy this, then it's cliche to say, but I've got a bridge for sale for you. It's Charlie and Denise and Pat and you on WSGW. It's 722. Maybe you heard, you know, over the weekend, Disney's Splash Mountain closed. They're doing renovations, gonna refurbish, reimagine the whole Splash Mountain experience. This is, we're talking Disney land in Disney World, let's just say, in Florida. And after Splash Mountain closed, on eBay and some other sources started popping up for sale, official Splash Mountain water for sale.
Why would you want? Why would you
want
the water?
Well, why? You wonder why, you know? Yes, you would wonder.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have a piece of the Mackinac Bridge.
At least we could have that be authentic.
Right.
Although people do say it is authentic. That's how they're listing it. Quantities of genuine Splash Mountain water for sale, such as a 10-ounce bottle for $7.99. You can get a mason jar full of Splash Mountain water for $149.95. How about a plastic bag with Splash Mountain water written on it? And that's only $25. Well, apparently, this is hand-drawn water droplets from Splash Mountain. And another listing, and it says here that, and this is no joke from yesterday. There was a 16.9-ounce bottle going for $10,100, and it says here there were 39 bids. What you can do with money when you don't have anything else to do with your money.
But,
well,
why?
Why?
Does anybody explain why they have to have?
People who are very attached
in their
to the ride to Disney, who knows why.
Does it contain the Fountain of Youth?
No, it's just Splash Mountain. that they say again, is authentic. I don't know how unless Disney were selling it, and maybe, I don't know.
I don't either.
Some people have taken note and have started offering their own versions of other water available, such as another listing offering a bag of toilet water from a restroom at Splash Mountain.
Would you know the difference?
Doesn't say what the price is. Somebody else admits that they are offering water too, but they say, I admit it's from my kitchen sink. I'm figuring, what the heck? Okay, yeah, I agree. What the heck? What the heck? The popularity of the ride had this happening, apparently, that when Sunday, the last day of operation, was going on, the wait lines were as much as 220 minutes. That's about 4 hours.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, you're right.
Wow. So again, people have attachment. I get it. It's a little nostalgia, maybe something that you've enjoyed through your lifetime, but really?
Really?
As I said, I've got a bridge for sale. If anyone's going to make a purchase, I've got a bridge for sale
for
you.
To each their own. I mean, I wish I would have maybe gotten a seat from Old Tiger Stadium, maybe. But
yeah, but you could
even
authenticate that.
Yeah, you could authenticate.
Well, I got even better.
All right.
Okay. I have a bag of dirt that comes from the official infield at Tiger Stadium, and I will authenticate. Trust me.
Yeah.
This dirt came from Tiger Stadium. Mm-hmm. And I got it at home right now if you want to buy it.
All right.
I also have the dirt from the very ground from years ago that as the Israelites were walking to the Promised Land.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have a bag of that dirt as well.
Too.
Just a quick question, Charlie. Did you have either of those checked to make sure there aren't any, isn't any evidence of... the remains of the UAW. Was it, why does his name just all of a sudden escape me?
Oh, you're talking about Jimmy Hoffa?
Yeah, Jimmy Hoffa.
Yes.
Because he was, people have said he's buried under the old Tiger Stadium.
He could be, as various other places, too.
Could check and make sure that dirt doesn't contain any remains of Jimmy Hoffa.